It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have Mr. Dale Andrews. We're going to talk all about the Sunnyside Rodeo that's coming up July 9th and 10th. This is the 70th anniversary of the rodeo. And, you know, Dale is the announcer. This is his 50th year announcing it. So I'll let you do the math there on that one. But, Dale, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Happy to be here.
Dale, let's talk a little about you to start off with. Now, you said that you've kind of lived up in that area your whole life, right?
Yes.
And at one time, you were even the mayor.
We
can let people know that. And this is going to be your 50th year announcing the rodeo up there. And you were saying that you used to do it professionally until, you know, somebody decided that that's not what you were going to do. A much wiser woman than you, I take it.
Yeah, I would say so.
So let's talk about the Sunnyside Rodeo. Once again, it's July 9th and 10th, and you're going to have all kinds of fun stuff going on up there. Let's talk about some of the events that you've got.
Okay, we have events for the, you know, the rough stock events, all of the normal rodeo stuff, the roping and rough stock. And we also like to make it more interesting for the kids. So before the show, we're having jackpot junior barrels, three different age groups, and mutton busting. And then during the rodeo, we'll have the chicken chase, and then we have what we call a dash for cash. They put some little pieces of duct tape on a steer, and the kids, like 8 to 14 years old, go out, and each one of them pieces of tape they get $1.
And I find it funny that you call that, that's all your pre-show entertainment, right?
Except the dash for cash and the chicken chase will be in the rodeo someplace.
Okay. Let's talk about the one thing that you did say. You're going to have the chicken chase, and you're going to have mutton busting for the kids as well.
Yeah.
And you were saying junior barrels. Now, those are going to be starting at what time?
6:30.
And for that, if they want to be a part of it, do they need to show up and register a little earlier or anything like that?
Yes, yes.
So we're talking 6 o'clock, they come in and they can register for it?
Yes.
And then it'll start at 6:30, and then the rodeo itself kicks off at 8 o'clock. Now, you were saying you've got a couple of things planned for Friday and then another one for Saturday night to kind of, do some fun stuff with some crowd people. And one of them's the Buddy Barrel Race. Let's talk about this. This sounds fun.
Yeah, it's a team, kind of a team event. One person is standing on a 55-gallon barrel, and the other person comes down and goes around the barrel and picks them up, and they hang on for dear life, and the fastest time takes home the money.
Can we call it Pairs Barrel Racing? Does that sound more accurate?
Back in the old days, before we had to be politically correct, it was the more of a sweethearts race.
Right. That's all right. Get out and have some fun in doing that. And then that's Friday night. And then on Saturday night, you said you're going to have a hide race. Now, kind of explain this one.
Well, there's a person on a horse that's dragging a hide, and go down around the barrel, and the person down there jumps on the hide and rides back across the finish line.
So you just grab on and hold on for dear life.
Yes.
And so both of those things, that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Get some people involved in it. You've got the normal, events. You are going to have bull riding, correct?
Oh, yes.
You got to have bull riding if you're going to have a rodeo, don't you?
Yes.
It almost seems like that's the one that people show up for. What other events are you going to have?
Well, there's the saddle bronc and bareback and the roping events, this particular stock contractor comes to us from Smithfield, Utah, way up north. If anybody happened to be over to the Huntington Rodeo, they've seen how rough the stock is, and it is. I think they had one bull ride out of 27 riders.
That was a qualified ride. Yeah, I saw that. Crazy.
Yeah, he has very good stock.
So it should be a great night, and once again, it's fun for the entire family. Let's talk about how much is it going to cost me to get in.
It's $8 for 7 and older, and kids 6 and under are free.
It's very simple, and it's a great night of family fun entertainment, right? It's the 70th anniversary of the Sunnyside Rodeo, July 9th and 10th out there in Sunnyside. Pre-show starts at 6:30. Now, if the kids, once again, want to be a part of, like, the Mutton Bustin' or Junior Barrels, they need to show up a little earlier, get everything registered and everything. And then the rodeo itself will kick off at 8 o'clock both nights. Dale, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. I'm glad to do it.
And get out there, listen to Dale doing his 50th year of the Sunnyside Rodeo, and just have some fun. All right, Dale, you take care. Have fun out there.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.